Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Cut. To chew or not to chew, by Chris Wilson. Visitors to countries around the Horn of Africa should be prepared for an extraordinary sight. This will be of a man with one great big swollen cheek bulging out as if a tennis ball has been inserted into it, green teeth, and a faraway look in his eyes. The reason for his outlandish appearance is a leaf called cot or chut, which many say is an evil drug and the scourge of the society, but which those who chew it maintain is the greatest pleasure in life. It keeps you awake, sharpens your senses, loosens your tongue, enhances your sex life, and enables you to dream. In much of Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia, Yemen, and Djibouti, life revolves almost completely around cot. Although people chew mainly to relax, many do so to work with even greater concentration. Students use it to cram before exams. Long-distance truck drivers keep going for miles on a cheekful. Businessmen use it to soften up the competition and strike the best deals. And poets turn to it for inspiration. By midday in Sana'a, the Yemeni capital, most men are impatient to be off to the souk to secure their daily supply. Nearly all work ceases. A major rush hour ensues, with traffic at its very worst and tempers frayed as people hurry to get the best before it is gone. It is all highly stressful. Once you emerge from the jostling crowd, however, with your green bunch intact, you can at last slow down and relax. Now, only hours of delight stretch before you. First, a big lunch is necessary. You never feel hungry after cot, so if you're going to eat, you'd better do it before. Then, well stocked, not only with your washed and shiny leaves on their juicy stems, but also with water, Pepsi, cigarettes, or a shisha, water pipe, you sit down to chew. This may be a solitary thing, but usually it is with a few good friends. How you sit is very important. You half sit, half recline on a mattress on the floor, supported on the left by a hard cushion. All doors and windows are firmly closed, so as not to let in any drafts, and the air rapidly becomes thick with smoke. Before long, everyone is animated, talking loudly. Conversation ranges far and wide, from politics to poetry, from prices to philosophy. And the amazing thing is that, as the cot takes effect, all the problems of the world suddenly seem so easily solved. Although it is mostly men who chew, the habit is increasing amongst mainly middle-class women. They arrive at each other's homes, covered in black, of course, but once inside, disrobe to reveal the latest fashions, quantities of gold, makeup, and elaborate hairstyles. The room is fragrant with incense, and as the chewing gets underway, there is laughter, reportedly ever more bawdy jokes, music, and even dancing. In Sana'a, sunset is known as the hour of Suleiman. As the last rays flood the room, you notice a sudden quiet. All talking has ceased, and everyone is withdrawn and meditative. The only sound is the gurgle of the water pipe, or the odd, heavy sigh. It is at this point that one is supposed to enter a state known as kaif, in which one experiences a sort of contented enlightenment, or enlightened contentment. Some do actually manage to sustain this and end up floating in perfect bliss. But for most, it does not last all that long. Once it begins to wear off, many people begin to feel distinctly depressed and melancholic, and everything that seemed so easy before now feels insurmountable. The cot tree, Cathula edilis, grows wild in many parts of East and Southern Africa, but in Ethiopia, Yemen and Kenya, it is a lucrative cash crop, in many areas replacing coffee as the main source of income. This is having a devastating effect on the environment, especially in Yemen, where deeper and deeper wells are being sunk to enable irrigation, thus dramatically lowering the water table in a country that has for centuries been an example to the rest of the world of good water management. To make matters worse, the vast amount of chemical fertilizers and pesticides used inevitably seeps underground to contaminate what little water is left. There are many other arguments against growing cot. It is responsible for laziness, lethargy, and, amongst the poor, malnutrition, as some men prefer to spend what little they have on cot for themselves rather than food for their children. Whether it is actually a drug or not is debatable. Chewers claim it is not addictive. When they go abroad, for instance, to places where cot is unobtainable, they simply forget about it and do not experience any withdrawal symptoms. On the other hand, the minute they get back home and see everyone else chewing, they can't wait to do so as well. Not much research has been done into the physical side effects. It certainly causes weight loss and insomnia. It may also be the cause of mouth cancer and, although many claim it is an excellent aphrodisiac, in the long term, it probably also results in impotence. In the USA and most of Europe, it is classified as a drug and is illegal. In Britain and Holland, however, it is not. It is even big business, and plane loads of freshly picked cot from Addis Ababa arrive each week at Heathrow. The question as to whether it is, like alcohol, forbidden in Islam or not is an interesting one. In Saudi Arabia, chewing cot is punishable by death, yet right next door in Yemen, it is simply not an issue. In Ramadan, people chew even more, though at night, of course, often until dawn. Whatever, everyone agrees it is the major impediment to development in the region. With most of the male populations busily chewing every day, it is hard to get much done. Their unfortunate governments, however, have an insoluble problem on their hands. No matter how dearly they would love to completely get rid of cot, to try to do so would surely end in their own spectacular demise.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.